Yeah, good morning, Mr. Price. How are you this morning?
I am well. And you?
I'm not too bad. I picked up your Sunday Brass last year. There was something, you know, I had a talk with Mr. Watson when she was in Monterey here about the air conditioning. There was a BBC program that says that they were looking at air conditioning, say air conditioning is not female friendly. They said when those things were originally designed, they were designed for a male about 40 years old, a white male about 40 years old. And since then, there's been other programs that they're looking at doing air conditioning all over again, new techniques, because it affects the human being in different ways. Now, also, I spoke to Mr. Glimmery about radioactive steel. I remember telling him that after these two bombs were dropped in Japan by the United States, most of the steel has radioactivity in them, and usually people who collect steel get it from, you know, the old sunken ships. They get it from before that, before Hiroshima and Nagasaki, before they use that. You can actually Google it. You see the problems of radioactive steel. It has a problem in France. Look at it. And this is something that we should be concerned with. I remember you saying that, you know, we got a lot of stuff dumped on us, right? I think there's some things that should actually be looked at. Finally, there's also an investigation going on at the University of Toronto by a PhD, seeing how the height of buildings actually affect the psychology of human beings. That should also be looked into. These are just tips. I'm surprised nobody mentioned the radioactive steel and the air conditioning on Sunday's brass. I mean the callers, because, you know, I got a bad audience sometimes, bad students. But these things should really be looked into. But let me give you a joke. Remember you had a email about, you were speaking about perfume, then you had an email about perfume. Remember that?
No, remind me.
Remember a lady phone, and she said, how do you expect ladies' maids to attract the males if they don't wear perfume, etc.? That was the general gist of it. Let me give you a joke. I was sitting at the bus stop once. I was recording from the BBC sitting at the bus stop. A girl came and sat down beside me. And the perfume was so overpowering that I had to ask the name of it. She stood up, came in front of me, put a hand in her hips and said, "Lick me all over." I said, "Excuse me?" She said, "The name of the perfume was Lick Me All Over." I said, "Look at trouble."
All right, sir, thank you for your call. We try to get one more in before we go to the ladies. In fact, we got a commercial break. Let me read this notice very quickly. This person is originally from Dominica. They say Dominica needs more flights to avoid us overnighting in any of the islands. Dominica now has night landing flight, albeit affected by the last hurricane. I agree, stop flying to the islands who do not want to contribute all they do until they do so. And the person is really annoyed that the gentleman was talking about her island home, and yet those who refuse to pay get any number of flights. As I said, it's an ongoing discussion. And I'll take a commercial break now, and then we'll go straight into regional roundup. Be with you. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. It's 12:12 exact. Remember, at 12:30, we break for the latest. We had a number of callers holding on, so let's go. You're on the air. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Blessings be unto you, my brother.
Mr. Agriculture, how are you doing?
Boy, I am here trusting in Almighty God, because they're getting some beautiful showers, which is good for the plants and whatever that's growing, and good for young people in the whole. So you got to get God tight.
All right, sir. I agree with you there. What do you want to share with us today?
Sanka, I am a Barbados Labour Party supporter till God called me home. And you know, some people will say agriculture, you party in power now. You're back for a whole 10 years when you was in opposition. There's no reason for you to come forward. But Sanka, I still have to come forward. Because we still got people want to come to the forum under a new government, which is only 4 weeks old, Sanka. And I can be honest with you. You know, a lot of people trying to derail this budget and this little mini budget and making people feel that it cannot work. But you got to go back to the former government, because they had 10 years, 2.5 years, I believe, a little 2 years with the former, the long gone David Thompson, and they had the rest with the long gone to Frandell Short. But what I want to say is I don't think it is fair for any right-thinking individual, after seeing what the former administration done to this country, and they had the money to do the things too. They had the money was there. Mm. And I personally still want to find out where all this taxpayers' money gone, you know, Sanka. But we ain't got no money now to lock up the body, nor to hold the inquiry So let us stand down for the time being, because this country have to go forward, because you and I got to survive. But the point that I am making, that people want to say, all right, agriculture, you take off the NRSL and you still ring up me with more taxes. But Sanka Barbados is flat broke. Do people understand that we have no money? We have people to pay. We have to put these young people in the university to give them a higher education. I am a father, you are a father. So I don't know what right thinking people will want from a four-week administration, Sanka. I know that you're the man that's guiding me the right way all the time when I speak to you.
And so again, what I would like to guide you now is let us talk about, have a conversation on certain aspects of life in Barbados.
Yes.
Because, quite frankly, this political thing is, for me, it's getting very tiring.
Uh-huh.
And why it's getting tiring is because I don't believe in going around in a circle.
No, neither me.
I like to be able to see some measure of progress.
That is
and,
correct.
And, you know, we're going wrong in a circle.
But, so, let me tell you something.
There's so many things happening right now in Barbados that it just is boggling my mind.
Yes,
and there are a lot of positive things and they're not so positive things. Last night, for example, we had a police, a CID vehicle being shot at. Okay, now, I mean, you go on scene, so you tend to, but a lot of people know what the CID numbers are. The Jeeps.
Marked for terrorists.
Yeah, the unmarked for terrorists, but you know them. I wasn't going to call the model car, but yes, the unmarked for terrorists. That is a serious thing that has happened.
That is very serious and true.
You know,
I had the conversation, I'm not crossing you, so I apologize. I had the same conversation this morning with a gentleman. Because if we allow this kind of thing to happen in the 21st century with the people that have to protect us, I don't know what message we are sending. We will have corruption. We will have people in organizations that will do foolishness. But when you allow this kind of thing to happen, because when you look at Trinidad, you look at Jamaica, I look at Caribbean, I'm looking at Latin and Central America and those kind of places, because foolishness is going on out there for as long as we have infiltrated a lot of the morals and the doctrines from those people. But we have to put a barrier to it and do not allow these things to happen. So I know now for a fact that whoever the perpetrators were or are, and as I understand, it is a motorcycle person. So all the people out there now that riding, that ain't got on the numbers and on fit on the road, be careful, because you have declared war on their heads. And that is how I just say it, because when you try to push the people that have to protect us and our country and our homes, you know, you're sending the wrong message, Sanka. I understand clearly where you are going. And you remember the other day we had a conversation with the youngsters that gave in trouble, what we used to do with them?
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem. This is the problem that worries you and I, Sanka.
Having said that, and I'm glad you raised that, if I was reading a day or two ago where a high court judge in Trinidad was making the point that the police have to remember that they need the public. And because they need the public, they should respect the public. You cannot expect people to respect you
if
you don't respect them.
That is true.
So having made the point that this level of lawlessness cannot be allowed to stand at all, and we need to wipe it out in this country.
At the same time, we have to remember
that those persons who wear police uniforms and are charged with that responsibility of executing the law, they need to be of the highest behavior at all times, and treat the average Barbadian with respect, because that is the only way you're really going to get cooperation from the public at large, and that is the only way that people will see you as the solution to the problem, as against being part of that problem.
Tiger, I have to agree with you 100%, because there was...
Let me stop you.
Well, you know where I'm going.
No. You went. Oh, you stepped overboard long time. You've been.
I call
a name? No. You don't have to call name. It is
but
a case.
Wrong,
no,
Franco,
just listen.
Wrong.
Just listen, please. Just listen. It is a case in court. Okay, and therefore, and what you were doing is ascribing guilt. You cannot do that. All right.
I ain't ascribing the guilt. Listen to what
you said. No. I heard what you said. If you go back on it, we will cut you again. Okay. You've made the point. I understand the point you've made, but only I heard it. Not the. We cannot allow that to go out on the air.
But you see why this country can't be in the better, Sanka? Who the doll like you lick? I get a situation there last year where a couple of cassavas stick. Everybody want to kill me. And I don't make the sport with myself because I know myself and I know what happened. But everybody the want and make an example of agriculture because I speak about agriculture and I'm passionate about agriculture. Mm-hmm. Everybody subtract, the multiply, and the divide. It's me and God that know what happened, Sanka. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying if you want to allow right thinking individuals and law abiding people to come and do as they like in this country, and you're going to sweep things under the carpet, I and other people have a serious problem with that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with what you said there, but giving a person access to bail is the right thing to do, whether they can handle the bail or not. Okay?
It's
a different matter.
The place is unfair. And I know a lot of more things that I could talk about that because of the family that people got and the high offices that people's family hold, a lot of things is get pushed in the corner. So listen, not a big thing, Sanka.
Fair enough.
There's no listen or no big, the small order. Mm-hmm. All is sin in our sight. And what I'm saying, I'm not having an argument, but you know, I'm a passionate man, Sanka. Mm-hmm. And I like to speak to you because you understand me. We cannot send mixed signals, Sanka, mm-hmm. because as we say, they are not two Barbadoses, Sanka. Mm-hmm. And they will not be living in two Barbadoses. What mm-hmm. is good for the goose has to be good for the gander.
Well said.
You would agree with me?
Well said.
And you cannot send, and listen to me now. And this is what I'm going to say before I go along. Mm-hmm. I am going to do every month, I am going to call a minister for every month, give him the kudos for the month. And my minister for this month is Abraham. And you will know why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand why I say that?
Yeah.
Every month, according to how the ministers work, I am going to hold them accountable for what they are doing, and I'm also going to give them praise. I'm also going to lambaste them if they're not working, because this is my administration, Sanka. So don't feel that they can get away with the murder. Mr. Abrahams is the man of the moment for June because of the work he has done so far.
Sir,
I will call the man for July.
All right.
Month, at the end of
as
the month.
As the minister, he gets the praise, but because of the initiatives that have been taken, but quite frankly,
mm-hmm.
for me, it yeah. is the workers at the Barbados Water Authority.
They have
really put in a lot of work to make what is happening at the Bridgetown Sewage Plant, as well as the South Coast Sewage Project, as well as looking at the whole water resources, the whole water system as a whole. They're really putting in a lot of overtime trying to get everything up to speed.
Yeah, but it has to be right.
And this is something that is very, very positive. And,
yes.
you know, what it says is people need leadership. If they look to you as their boss and you're bringing the energy and the direction, they will respond accordingly.
That is
and
a
if
fact.
You're not bringing that, then they don't.
No, I don't work where they're not happy, Sanka. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
and I can't understand.
I ain't getting on that road there with you.
Sanka, you cannot get productivity out of people when they're not happy. And if you are not treating your workers with respect, and if they're not seeing the finances that they know they should be seeing for sweating and working hard, they're not going to work. They are going to give you accordingly to how much they are getting, Sanka.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that and I know that.
True.
I have read a lot of your articles.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you were a man that was at the nation for a while. And I don't know you personally, but I have to give you credit from what I've read
mm-hmm.
and the things that I have seen you written on. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So if you're not putting in your car, you can't look to tackle.
Fair enough. This someone writing here says, Hi, Sanka. I think in relation to the discussion of on law enforcement, it may be useful to say that the officers are human beings in a demanding job and need support and encouragement as much as possible. And on the other side, because they are human, some will come up short, and systems should work fairly to have them suffer the appropriate consequences. You heard that, right?
I heard that, but
good. Which takes into account the point that you were making.
Right.
All right, it does.
Right.
But we can't really go down the road that you were going down. But
I haven't
myself suffered the indignity of that process some years ago.
Yeah.
I fully understand where you're coming from.
Right.
And quite frankly, I see the need. I would sometimes the eye for eye comes up. But
correct.
At the same time, one has to be, you know, realistic about life and
I fully understand what you're saying, but Tiger, let me leave that alone. I know I've been on for a while, and I thank you for the
yes,
time.
Yes, let me get one more call him before 12:30.
One more thing before you go.
Uh-huh.
Please. You listening?
Yes.
You see the issue now with the marijuana planting, because you know it's an agriculture. I don't smoke. I never smoke yet. I don't got a problem who smoke, who want to get high, who want to get dry, whatever. I can get high off of grown food. But I can tell you this, I want to hear from you personally as a man that I respect. What do you think about the inadmissible thing now with the marijuana and what we can extrapolate from it to put into the medicine? When you get an opportunity, tell me about it. I can be listening. God bless you, and I thank you for your time.
All right, and I will. Thank you.
All
right, listen, let me try to get one more call before we go to the latest. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We got to
right.
go
okay.
a bolt type sprint.
This is going to be brief. I have an ozone phone, right?
Yes.
I just learned that there's some changes, but the plan that I had, I just realized that I put $45 on it, which is supposed to be the plan, and I'm not seeing anything on it, and I can't get through to nobody. I mean, if the changes, as I understand, with the downsizing, they should let people know that. But if they're having a problem, I think they should come on here and state that so that people can understand that there is a problem, because I haven't used the phone since I get the $45 put on, and it's down to $32. So that's a message that's coming for Ozone. If there have been changes, you know what I mean, with the structure, at least just to let people know.
I agree with you, sir, because there are all these reports ongoing that
right.
they either are being bought out by I think it's by Flo.
Right.
You know, so they really need to let us know what is happening.
And my plan saying that I ain't got no plan.
Yeah.
You understand?
And
I just went and put it back on, even though I realized that the cut off the rollover prematurely, because today is the day that I should have paid. So if there's some sort of thing going on, so let me know. So then I won't just run and get them $45, and by the end of the day, it's done. When it normally is run me for a whole month, and I would have the rollover, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
That's
so
fair.
If they're listening, they should put saying out, huh?
Yeah, have you been able to get in contact with them via landline?
The thing is, when I call in them on the phone, and that has been a change, because normally they will have a customer service agent that would answer, but they're telling you to leave a message and somebody will get back to you in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. 24 hours, the $45 is going to be done. And they will still got to drive from St. Philip to go down there and to notify them. Would that more cost to me? Is that where you coming from?
Yeah.
All right, so after there, they could put something out, at least so that people won't go and get in the money and then get nothing. For if there are changes, you know, or the money going off because you're calling from another service provider and going through flow, and it might be more costly when initially you're then looking at it as being such because you thought it was favorable what they were offering.
All right, sir. Thank you very, very much. To the gentleman or the person who is saying that they may be beating a dead horse, but they would really like to hear what listeners think of the beach chairs taking up almost the whole stretch of Browns Beach, and in particular the part that locals enjoy. You are not beating a dead horse, sir, I can assure you. In fact, I personally went across there a couple of days ago to see for myself, and I was remarking to the person there how ridiculous it is. But anyhow, we have to go, and we'll discuss this when we return. Take a break for the ladies. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. It's 12:45. Remember, today we close at 1. Boy, I want to commend all those who writing on WhatsApp. You know, our WhatsApp is 266-4862. I've been reading them off air, and there are a lot of good ideas, a lot of solid discussion. And I really wish sometimes that we can get that level of solid discussion from the calls. There's this one here that I just want to bring to your attention. It's a follow-up from the last call I took, which was dealing with the Ozone phone. And this person is saying, I also have an Ozone phone, and yes, we have been having issues of late, and the customer service seems to be null and void of late. However, if that person's date to renew package was today, they should have placed the $45 on yesterday, and the account would have automatically updated at midnight. What is happening then is the person's phone works like a prepaid in place of the package, and hence the $45 being deducted. The person should now have to check their balance and top up enough to bring them to the $45, and then go online and add a plan to their number. They will not get the rollover minutes back, as that is only available with automatic renewal of the account. Thank you. I don't know if the picture means that this is a young lady, but thank you very much for your comments. And we really need to hear someone else from Ozone. We need to hear some official from Ozone on this matter, because you can't be providing a service and seemingly people don't know what is happening. It's really not good enough. Anyhow, it's now 12:47. We go back to the phone lines. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Sanka, I want to do water today.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday I drove some tourists around. And they were complaining. Basically complaining.
This is St. Joseph calling?
Yes. Yeah.
You're very late?
Yeah. They told me that the diesel plants are very expensive. So it brought me right back to what I really thought things should be in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
These sugar factories, and we must respect those early builders. Now, most of those sugar factories were run by steam. When you see a sugar factory placed in a location, they only build those factories there because to have access to water.
Mm-hmm.
Because you must have a proportion of water to run these steam engines. And they usually use a pump by the mill. I could clarify that because, as I told you, where I grew up with Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
And I am wondering why it is that the Barbados Water Authority would not tap into these old sugar factory wells, because they used to carry something named a tower. They used to carry volumes of gallons of water in order to cool these engines.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you would see that extra tanks were laid, built around the factory, because when they were mill pumping, during season and out of season, kind of operate by wind, they could store the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel it might at this time Water Authority to look at it and still put in this big expenditure on the taxpayers with these diesel plants. Another area that I want to look at.
Just let me interject here. I didn't want to cut your flow, but since you're going off to a different topic, just let me interject. The reality is that we are really a water scarce country. And just a second, we really are. We need to harvest water. That will take some time as well. But it's something that needs to be done. We are not harvesting water effectively, and that needs to be done. In the interim, desal plants have been identified because, the sea is all around us. And also, there's this high level of brackish water as soon as you drill down that you can have access to. But it is, as you said, very expensive. And this is where solar energy or even same wind power from windmills can come in. But solar energy has been identified as, as one of the most effective ways.
I am going to tell you that saying that we are a water scarce country is not true. If you had to look and see the amount of sugar factories we had, we could not have been a water scarce country. We had over 20 sugar factories. All of them
The number of sugar factories that we had ain't got nothing to do with the fact that we don't have enough water. Yes,
they had to get water. We could not use as much water for drinking purposes. And otherwise, as a sugar factory, we had to use the cooler engines. And another part that I want to place on the table, there is a place in St. Philip near East Point. When you go to East Point, there's a place there near Riverland. When we get heavy rainfall, the whole land swamps out with water. And I believe that water authority or the geologist or some person should tap into that and store all water. We are not a water shortage country. Don't let nobody fool you with that. That is not true. So I just brought that to the attention, and people who live in St. Philip will tell you how the amount of water, there's swamp where the lands in St. Philip, certain times of rainfall. And you mean all of these years, there's nobody to put this country in a position to harvest that water. We have a lot of luck down at Westmoreland. Westmoreland, is, as far as I understand, is using the old Porter's sugar factory well. And if you go out there and see the amount of water up in Westmoreland, you will be surprised. That project up there.
And the engineers will tell you about the high saline content.
I keep telling one of the engineers is right. Better than them.
I can't. We don't have the time to debate this now, I'm trying to get Mr. Halliday and some of the engineers to come for a Sunday brass tacks. And so just keep listening. So maybe in the next couple of Sundays from now, we'll have them on, and you'll be able to speak to the engineers direct, because this is an old issue. It ain't nothing new here, but they will give you a proper explanation. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, my friend, have yourself a good day. It's 12:52. We'll try to get at least two more callers. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon to you, sir.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
Good.
Just quickly. Mm-hmm. I would just like to, going off of politics for a little while, I would just like to give congrats to Lady Virtue or Julie on her two songs, especially with the one Auntie Mia. I think that is one of the best calypsos for this year. You know, it is very good. She have done a good job. The only trouble I have with that calypso that it is a bit too short, and it could have done... It could do with at least two more verses. And I think that Julie done go far this year. And I want to congratulate Donella too. I think those two ladies done mash up the place this year. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Thank you for calling. We take another call. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Go right ahead. You're on the air.
I'm calling this afternoon to just bring some information to the issue that have been in the press recently and also in Calypso about sexes. Mostly people think that they're just two sexes, male and female, but I think the nature is a lot more complicated than that. And if we just settle on male and female, we tend to leave out the people who are what we call now intersex or what used to be called hermaphrodites. These people have a mixture of both male and female organs, and they could either be 50-50, or they could be, say, 60-40, 80-20, and therefore they are along that spectrum from male to female. They're neither black or are they white. And these people are human beings, so where do we put them? We can't say that they are male. We can't say that they're female. In addition, there are other areas. We talk about genetics, and we talk about XX for females, XY for males. But then you have to take into account that there are other combinations. There's something called the Klinefelter syndrome, where you have someone being XXY. That person is not necessarily male, nor are they necessarily female, because they have the Y that you get from your father's side, and you have two Xs, which you get X from your mother's side. There are people who may be XXXY, and they're even more rare combinations, such as XXXY. Where do you put these? They're neither black or are they white? So to tell people that they're just too sexist, I think is not doing justice to human beings. Even plants. We learn about hermaphrodites in plants. The simple pawpaw that we eat, lots of the pawpaws come from hermaphrodite plants, or what we would now call intersex. So I think that we need to do a lot more research. You also have things like hormones. Hormones affect where you are on that spectrum. If you can remember the athlete, I think she's from South Africa, where she's producing an excess of testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
And that has caused them now to say that she wouldn't be able to run in certain races. She would maybe have a deeper voice, etc. So all these
things. So how do you propose to, are you with any group that is looking to generate this level of public awareness to this issue?
Yes, I work with a group called Movadak as well as other organizations.
The group name is what?
Movadak.
Movadak.
Yes. It's an HIV organization. It's an anti-discrimination organization. I also work a lot with the LGBT community. So we're trying to get some information out there regarding these areas. But I've started by trying to have a conversation about the LGBT community. So I had a play called Simone's Place so that people can hear what the community themselves have to say and to recognize that there are all types of people within that community and their relationships.
So what is your reaction to, what are your thoughts rather to the reaction that you tend to get from people in church who suggest that there is no such thing as being different? You're either man or woman.
I usually remind them that we know about hermaphrodites, and they usually say, yes, I know about hermaphrodites. And then I say, well, you know, the name has been changed to intersex. What do we do with these individuals? Are they not human beings? And they would pause and say, but yes, they're human beings. And I say, where do you put them? Do you put them in male or do we put them in female? So you agree with me that it's more than two categories.
But also at the same time, if we, because hermaphrodites would be persons, they can't be a high percentage of persons who are hermaphrodites. But if we're talking about people who are gay, there's either females or males who are gay. There are certain people who take a principled stand that being gay is wrong. What is your response to that?
It's a lot more than just being gay, because if you consider all the letters, you have the LGBT, and then you have queer, etc. They're different, and they explain the differences.
So could you help us? We have another minute to go. Very quickly.
You have lesbians. You have transgender. Mm. They have people who think in their skin that they do not fit with what is outwardly or what they think is particularly male or female. You may have people who are gay, but they present themselves as either male, they dress as a male, even though they may be a female. They may be a female dressing as a male. There are many combinations. And I think when you look at your genes and you look at your hormones and you look at all the other things that make up what you are, then you can't fit solidly into, or everyone can't fit solidly into males, female or black or white.
Mm. So you're basically asking for a greater level of understanding from Barbadians?
Yes, a greater level of understanding, and also to discuss with some LGBT persons about these issues. I think we say we know them, but most people don't talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to thank you for calling in. I'm really sorry that you didn't get through earlier, so that we could have really developed this conversation. I have one response here to you so far. The person says, you can't change a cat to be a dog.